This meeting is now being recorded.
Welcome to IDN Guidelines Working Group call on 16th of February, 2017. We have Matt, Dennis, Jian, Satish, and Sarmad on the call at this time. Over to you, Matt. Just to summarize, we actually went through section 2.7 and finalized the wording for 13, 14, and 15. I've added those as regular recommendations. And then recommendation 13, which comes from the original or previous version, 3.0, was split into two. And the second part is still something we need to, finalize. We had gone through this, but we just wanted to, review it one last time before finalizing it.
Sarmad, the remaining, is that what we see now on the two, split on two pages?
Right, exactly. The only change which was proposed last time was to divide this recommendation from nevertheless onwards into two parts, so that the first part is the recommendation part and the second part is the more of an explanation. That was the only change which was, recommended for this. Otherwise, we'd gone through this and we generally agreed with the wording for this as well. And in addition to that, we went through 2.8 and 2.9, and we had basically said that even though we'd actually put in some place markers there, but it seemed like we didn't really have a specific recommendation for 2.8 and 2.9, but that is something also we want to close today. And then finally, if we scroll back up, there was a recommendation which was proposed within this section 2.6 of variance by admin on automatic activation. And this is the only then recommendation which is really left for final discussion and conclusion. So that's a summary of where we were. Beyond that, it seemed like the document was complete, and the plan was to finalize this particular recommendation today and then close the document and then spend next 2 weeks on cleaning it up, wordsmithing anything, and then try to share it informally but still as a final draft with the community at ICANN58, and then soon after ICANN58 release that formally for public comment based on the discussion at ICANN58. So let me stop there and hand it back to you, Max.
Thank you. So so this is a section that we should discuss, the proposed wording by Edmund. So we could as well start there. Let me just see the context. Okay, so we have a recommendation there. It must be the same registered or blocked. Okay. So here we have the stating that we say that it's acceptable to have automatic activation or delegation by the registry of the variants. Should we really refer to the RFC 3743, which I feel is quite focused on Chinese, isn't it? Any comments on that? Dennis, please.
Yes, Max, I agree with you. I think we should, I understand what RFC T747 stage, and maybe those definitions are useful. But like you said, it relies on a very specific use case, which is the Chinese guidance. I just want to be, I know there are other language communities like Arabic working on Valiant as well, so not sure if those same definitions apply to those, to that specific reality and potentially other languages. So for that reason, I'm for removing the reference to 3743 and maybe borrow those definitions and making our own in these guidelines. But remove the specific reference to 3747 just to, acknowledging sensitivity around how language works. Right? Thank you.
Sam, please.
Okay, thank you, Matt. I actually want to, if you allow, go back to our notes from 22nd December 2016. This was discussed, this recommendation was discussed at that time, and there was some discussion, I think, which is probably useful in the context because then we don't have to go through that discussion again and move on from there. The recommendation has not really been revised since then based on that discussion, but if it's okay, it's a small paragraph. Would you like me to read through it?
Yes, please.
Okay, so this was discussed, as I said, on 22nd December in this meeting. And this is a summary, automatic activation of variants. The recommendation to allow automatically activating variants in the context of Chinese was discussed. The members suggested to remove the reference to a specific language and RFC 3743. It was explained that the recommendation focuses on not disallowing automatic activation. Impact of such activation was discussed, and it was suggested that the burden on registrant may not be significant. However, this is also there is also impact on the registrar end. Due to these factors, should be restricted to cases where the script community asks for it. It was noted that script community is not well defined. Working group noted that this can be a helpful indicator in the way that where there is a clear script community and its documentation is available, its recommendation can be used, and where a script community is missing, it indicates a lack of script community consensus. As for the cost of additional variants as a burden to registrant due to automatic activation, this needs to be further discussed. It was also suggested to allow registries to manage the business models where they treat this as billable transaction or not. The recommendation should be revised, taking the discussion in consideration. Thank you. Back to you, Max.
Thank you. We hear that it's a complex issue. If variants are automatically activated, it means something for the registrar and the registrant. And I also know that the ICANN domain department, the general, I don't remember the name of it, don't like automatic activation because they require it to be done on the registrant's request. I think that they charge extra for activated variants. There's something that which some mud should be able to answer, or maybe. So I'm not sure what the correct language should be in this recommendation. you raised your hand, Samad. Please comment.
Sorry, that's an old hand. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but can you, do you know the standpoint of ICANN when it comes to activation of variants?
I think this was brought up to ICANN, and I think what was suggested was that this be taken up by the community directly. It's not something ICANN can say yes or no to. So therefore, it was suggested that this be discussed by this working group because it's a second-level policy matter, not top-level policy matter. So this is the right forum to discuss and finalize this. And obviously, ICANN will take whatever is suggested forward.
I know from the PDT work that ICANN requires that the registries don't have automatic activation.
Right. So
it's not allowed.
At this time, it is not allowed. So if it gets allowed through the guidelines, then ICANN will obviously update that internal process. But at this time, the default is that automatic activation is not allowed.
Okay. So what is the standpoint of the rest of you? So should automatic activation be allowed? Should we have some wordings on if what about the registrars, their role in this? Should we say something about that? John, Satish, please. John, what do you say?
This is Jen from KNAB speaking. I just want to came back to Dennis' comment earlier. Dennis basically means that he supports the idea of preferred variants may be automatically delegated, but he didn't want to specifically mention the RFC number. Is that correct to summarize for Dennis' comment?
Well, my interpretation is that we should not refer to the RFC at all, and I guess that what is automatically activated depends on the policy of that TLD. So that will be part of the rules of the TLD in the LGR, defined in the LGR if we use the LGR.
Yeah, I understand, but currently in practice, I know at least in the Chinese language context, some registry they do automatically delegate the preferred variants, especially for the simplified and the traditional Chinese, if they are equivalent. So I agree with. I support this idea that registry may do something like automatically delegating. But if you don't like the specific RFC numbers, for example, we don't want to mention specifically RFC 3743, it's okay. But I basically generally support this principle. Because in the second part of this language, Edmund also suggests that otherwise ID and variant label may be activated when requested by the registrar. So I think one part, a registry can do something. On the other part, a registrar can request something. So I don't see much problem about this recommendation. But back to your comments, Matt. You mentioned that current ICANN policy does not allow automatic delegation. or automatic activation, right? So just want to confirm, what's your concern about this suggestion?
Well, my concern is how it will affect the registrars. I mean, if you have automatic activation, can we then assume that all registrars can handle that? That's my only concern. I see no stability or security issue.
Yeah. Just want to confirm your point is that currently, as far as I know, at least in the Chinese domain context, that registrar are happy with that. So especially
okay.
for the equivalent simplify and the traditional Chinese stream. That's what he's doing now, I think.
Okay, so if we remove the reference to the RFC and maybe refer to the policy of the fielding or something, then you're fine with it.
That's right. Yeah, I think
yeah.
we can maybe
what about?
We can remove it specifically. Yeah. But generally say like a preferred IDM variant label may be automatically dedicated by the TOD registry or by the request of the registrar. This is kind of a wording. But absolutely we can refer back to admin whether he likes that those kind of wording. But generally I support this idea.
But is preferred variant a defined concept outside of the RFC
3743? I think that RFC does mention like a simplified and traditional form. They are basically equal, right? I'm not sure, but
yes, but
what I am
that right, but that RFC is just an
yeah.
informational RFC, and
that's
we don't
correct.
Refer to that RFC, and outside that RFC, does a really preferred variant have any meaning?
Uh-huh.
So I think that
yeah.
we shouldn't use the term preferred variant and instead refer to the policy of the TLD. That it's okay for the policy of the TLD to allow for automatic activation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do you have any? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think I basically agree with you that, yeah. How about Dennis and Satish? What's your consideration?
Yes, Satish?
Suggest to remove the automatic.
Well, Dennis, does that mean that you think that we should not allow automatic activation?
No. I'm not saying not
okay.
allow automatic activation, but we don't have to suggest in the recommendation that the IDM variants may be automatically delegated. But like I said in my comment, it's ultimately to the registries how they want to deploy and bill for transactions, whether billable or not billable. But the problem with a automatic transaction is that the registrar may not even know, right, that that happened, and he will not use those domain names, and maybe at some point he's going to be confused about, you know, the use of those domain names. So that's what I would remove the maybe automatically delegated, and ultimately we leave those details to the registries to implement.
Okay, as it is now, ICANN does not permit an automatic delegation.
So that
could be changed.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
So then you basically mean that it will up to each registry to decide whether they want to automatically delegate some variants. But in our recommendation, we don't need to specifically mention that we will automatically delegate something. It's up to registry, right? So, but we also do not prevent registry from doing that. We just say,
okay,
it's a registry's discretion to do that, right? Is that correct? If that's the case, I basically agree with that. I support that.
As it is now, ICANN does not permit automatic delegation or activation. And if we, I think that we should say something about it. Either say that automatic activation should not occur, or that automatic activation is okay, but it's decided by the TLD or the register operator.
Yeah, I think so. We say we can leave it for each register operator.
Mm-hmm. Simon?
Thank you very much.
Raise your hand.
Okay, so just a couple of things. First, I just wanted to note that Edmunds joined us. Second, I also want to point to SAC's SAC 60 report, and I think that's also relevant to consider while we discuss this. And recommendations 14.14 within that report, which basically says that ICANN should ensure that the number of strings that are activated is conservative. And it says variants introduce a permutation issue both at the top level as well as with combinations of top level and second level. And then there are a couple of bullet points which go into some discussion. But there is also an SAC recommendation which is relevant to our discussion. So just wanted to bring that into the picture and in the discussion as well. Thank you.
Satish, you wrote that you're not for automatic activation. Do you want to elaborate, please? You don't want to speak, Satish? Oh, I see. It's a noisy place. Yeah. It seems like it in reality some TLDs exercise automatic activation. I don't know if any of the new gTLDs in conflict with the ICANN decision, but there might be some some three securities that exercise it. Edmund, please.
Thank you, Matt. Sorry for joining late, but of course this is the topic of importance, I think. I think it's very important to consider that automatic activation is a well-implemented and well-experienced operationally for CDNC in the Chinese community for over a decade. And this is the very issue that that's really brought the community together to talk about variants. To disallow it would really do a huge disservice to the Chinese community. So I think I probably have said enough, but the point is I think both operationally and has technically has been proven that the concerns can be mitigated with clear implementation policies. So I think, you know, if we cannot dismiss that body of experience. Thank you.
Well, we have two opinions here. One very clear from Edmund that we should allow for or recommend that automatic activation is acceptable, and one from Satish that we should not. And we heard the warnings that the Security and Stability Committee have described that we shouldn't allow for too many variants, etc. Samad, please.
Right. So I wanted to probably come in and suggest that is there a mechanism maybe we can think of which if you know a community really desires it, they can get it, but we can still maybe keep the process conservative by activating variants, but you know keeping a limit on it somehow, so that it can actually balance both sides. If you just let it be based on just the LGR and let the registry decide for itself, obviously that's possible, but then that may actually go against the warning which SSAG gives, which says that this can actually then get unbridled. So is there a possibility of maybe doing something which is in the middle? Thank you.
Thank you. One possibility would be to define it that it's acceptable for only Chinese community and under these some certain circumstances. But it feels a little bit strange to do that in such a general document. Edmund, please.
Okay. I think, sorry for the noisy environment, but I think two things. One is perhaps calling out Chinese specifically is not that bad. So up till now, probably Chinese is the only community that requires this particular functionality and have the operation experience to back it up. So I don't think it's that bad to go about this. In fact, why don't we try it and see if there's public comments coming in counter to that approach? Secondly, I think perhaps what we can, you know, in terms of wording this, what we can, building on what Samad mentioned just now, perhaps we can say that the registry may implement this for Chinese, for example, and should limit the number of automatically activated ones, and that should give us a and reference those security notes and with that, and I think that that would allow us to achieve what Samad was suggesting.
Maybe we should then, I mean, I think it could be a compromise, and maybe we then should keep the reference to the RFC 3743 and point out the preferred variants as the ones that are more less problematic to have automatic activation on. What do you say, Satish, about such a compromise that we point out Chinese as the only domain, so to say, that to allow automatic activation in? Okay. So Satish is fine with that. So how could we then write the text? Will you do that, Edmund? Yes, Ahmad, please. Raise your hand.
I'd like to come. Thank you. I would actually probably suggest that we, if you're going in this direction, we should probably explicitly see if we can have part of the recommendation which keeps this conservative. And conservatism, I think, is probably keeping it more general, meaning that not focus on Chinese, but I guess try to focus on number of activated variants which could be possible. The reason I say not focusing on Chinese is because I am actually privy to some discussion within the task force for Arabic IDNs, and they are also considering making some variants as with the activate state or type. So there is some discussion of possibly automatically activated, at least the disposition activated variants, separate from allocatable variants within Arabic script as well. So I think just doing it, focusing on Chinese, may then exclude those possibilities. Thank you.
Edmund?
I think I'd like to kind of volunteer Sama to take a first stab at writing this up, because that might help us then refine the language if Sama is willing to. But I think what Sama is suggesting I tend to agree with. I think also that especially for this first document, perhaps a footnote or a note on Chinese is useful, just to indicate that, you know, this has operational experience for over 10 years, and this is one of the, I shouldn't say the threshold to make sure that this is acceptable, but at least this is the level of conservativeness that may be required going forward as well, is to have a body of study for this to be accepted. So I think, you know, first of all, I'd like probably volunteer Sama to try to craft the first version on this, and I suggest, even though if we make it general, to somehow call out the Chinese experience as a footnote or as a note, so it gives some reference to what we're recommending.
I'm sorry. Someone came into my room, so that's why I got lost. Salman, are you willing to based on the discussion here and taking Satish's views into account to write something to replace the text that we have there?
I can take a shot, but I think I would probably need more clarity, and I think for that we need probably some more discussion here. The discussion around that is that,
or maybe
if we're going forward with this, and we want to limit the variants conservatively, what is that strategy? Because I can only probably write down a strategy which we discuss and agree. I would probably not want to propose a strategy if that's possible. I think it's best that we collectively agree on how we are going to keep this conservative, and then I can obviously write that down.
Maybe Edmund, please.
Yeah, so I suggest not being, sorry, I'm in a very noisy environment, but I suggest not being too prescriptive here in terms of the strategy, but we can probably at least make two examples, one of which is like Chinese utilizing preferred variant as a way. The other is actually giving it a particular number, having a specific number limitation, and that's the as examples rather than being prescriptive.
May I go?
I lost connection, I think. Or what happened?
We can hear you. Well, the Adobe Connect actually is restarting on my end. Sorry for that. I think the phone connection should be working.
You hear me?
Yeah, I'm not sure if my comments came through, but if I will summarize again, I think Samad's suggestion is good. On this particular topic, we don't need to be prescriptive. We can provide two possibilities or examples, one of which being the preferred variant concept that the Chinese utilize to limit that number. The other is actually having a number, specific number to limit the number of automatically activated variants, but being examples rather than a prescriptive kind of approach.
Okay, do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. I think we really need someone to write a suggestion based on the discussion that we will have today. Dennis, Edmund, I mean, are you willing to do that?
I'm willing to do that. I thought it would be better that Samad start and we try to edit, but if it's preferred that I take first stab at it, I can do that.
Yeah, and make sure that you take Satish's views into account too when you write this text, and then we can work on it. And if you see alternatives, you could have kind of alternatives in your text too, so that we not only have one path, but maybe multi-path text. If you understand what I mean.
That's a good idea, especially given that this is an initial report and we expect to get public comments back and then finalize it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Samad,
make a comment.
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Go ahead. So one more thing I think we need to probably clarify in this context is that are we limiting this sort of activation, automatic activation to communities which have agreed to it, or are we leaving that to registry policy?
I think the concept of community having agreed is quite problematic. What does that really mean? So in the end of the day, it requires that someone, ICANN or something, decides that yes, there is a community and it has accepted automatic activation. So I think that concept is very problematic. Edmund.
Yeah, I think I agree with what Matthew is saying, but I still think we cannot avoid that the situation of actually pointing back towards the community requiring this or requesting this, because that is the nature of the beast itself. I think we can try to, maybe what we need to do is probably try to wordsmith it when we get to the final wording of it to address what you your concern in terms of the enforceability and what we actually mean. I do understand what you're saying, but again, I don't think we can avoid completely not mentioning that.
Oh, okay, I think that we have completed the discussion of this for today, and I think that Edmund has substance to create a text with some alternatives where he sees alternatives, and we can look at that next time or choose it next time, because we should finalize this draft, so to say, next time. Okay, we have 11 minutes left. So, Samad, can you please help me to scroll down to next text that we should discuss?
There's no discussion here. I think Edmund was just going to divide this up in two parts, and we were really done with this. So if you would like, I think, to close the discussion, it would be good if we could discuss 2.8 and 2.9 and confirm that there are no recommendations here so that I can delete these two sections, unless there are some and we obviously add them here. So that's one last pending task, I guess, which is left for 2.8 and 2.9.
And what section do you want to remove? What did you say? You mean
so what I was saying is that if there are any recommendations under these headings, registration data and EPP,
okay,
then we keep them and we add the recommendations. Otherwise, we just delete 2.8 and 2.9 sections and say that we do not obviously have any recommendations there, and we just remove references to registration data and EPP. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now I understand. Edmund, do you want to comment?
Yeah, listen, I don't prefer deleting it at this point because we did receive specific comments or verbally, though, from this. But rather, I prefer saying one sentence. In fact, it is kind of a recommendation, and we probably should talk about it. I think the only thing we should say about this is that whatever the policies put in place, as much as possible, should be able to be automated via EPP and on the registration data as well, and be automated and be able to be retrieved from those services in an automated fashion, rather than, you know, depending on any offline or other methods. So I think we do, last time what I mentioned was, I think there's this one particular point, and then anything else is probably beyond the scope of what this this group should probably talk about.
But here we talk about the way that things should be registered to a TLD, and that's so much larger than just IDN. Why should this IDN guidelines have recommendations on using EPP? Salma, do you want to comment?
Yes, I guess following what Edmund said, I think some of those things really need to be dealt with possibly at IETF. I'm not really sure how much of that is relevant within ICANN, and if there is some relevance within ICANN, I think it would be useful to point that out more specifically, because are we talking about how the standard is implemented or what the standard is? I think we should probably clarify that if we go in that direction.
Edmund again.
Yeah, it's Edmund again. So with Salman's latest intervention, I kind of, perhaps for this particular version, maybe what we could say is we don't think we can, you know, say much about this, and these type of discussion needs to be in IETF, and you know, get the comments back, and if there's no comments on it or comments supporting it, then in the final version we would delete these two sections.
I think that of the two, 2.8 is maybe relevant. I don't see how, why we should have any comments on EPP or not EPP. So my suggestion is that we keep 2.8 and try to write something on that we don't have any recommendations as it is now and want to see if the community has any suggestions. And remove 2.9. That's my suggestion. Salmad, you have raised your hand.
Sorry, that's an old hand. I'll take that down.
Okay.
Satish, Satish says it's fine. We remove 2.9 and keep 2.8. What about the rest of you? Is that fine for you, Edmund?
Yeah, I just want to remind again that we did receive a comment specifically on EPP, although it's very generic. My inclination is to say that we would remove it in the final version, but if everyone thinks that we should remove it now, I'm not against it.
Mm. Okay, we received a comment, but we don't have any substance, and I don't think that we see anything on EPP for IDN. So then that's why I think we should remove it. John?
Yeah, I also think that EPP is not quite relevant to IDN principle, IDN guidelines. So, but I'm not saying that we should remove it now. I just say maybe it's in low priority. Maybe we can just go through other topic. And after that, we can come back to EPP if after a while we think this is a relevant topic. So maybe we can just put it in a lower priority to just go ahead with others.
Okay. So let's keep them, but we add a comment that we don't have any recommendations here, and if we don't have any from the community, we will remove the two sections. Is that fine? Okay. And then we have 2.10, and is this an appropriate title and place of this recommendation? It's hard to scroll up and down in the document right now, so I'm not sure. I don't think that the title is very good, so we should really have a better title. So I don't have any suggestion on the top of my head.
Yeah, I just extracted the title from the first sentence of this recommendation, but I'm happy to change that.
Well, we have to think of it. So in worst case, we leave it as it is. Well, it's 2 minutes to 1 o'clock. We should keep the schedule. We talk next week. And everyone should read through the document. That's a task for everyone. Read through the document and look at things that wording, etc., or order or something that should be corrected before we send it out for comments. Okay.
There is this section of definitions at the end. Is that something we need to address as well, or is that something we should come back to?
Can you point out what you refer to?
So this text, which you can see now, is what was initially referred to by Edmund, but that still needs to be discussed. And then if you go scroll down further, this table needs to be filled. We really need to have definitions for some of these things. Obviously, this table needs to be updated. We said that we will include a glossary of terms based on the terms which are used in this document, so I can go through the document now that it's in a more complete state and make another list, removing or adding things which are relevant. And based on that, we still want to do a glossary, I guess the question was, or should we then just not include the glossary? Up to us, obviously. So I wanted to get your feedback. And is that something I should work on if we want to keep the glossary, or how would we want to fill that in? Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. For next meeting, we need a more defined list of items that we have to go through, and I will, with the help of Samad, I will create that for next meeting. The time is out. Talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.